Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night. Happy almost Thursday morning, depending on where you live. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours. This is JR, if you didn't know. This is the JR Sport Brief show, if you did not know. I've been gone for a couple of days. It's what happens when you work your ass off. Sometimes your body just says, man, relax. And that's what I did, but now I'm back. Not like Joel Embiid. Feel pretty good. I'm an MVP and I'm performing like one. Anyway, we got a lot to do here over the next 2 hours. I'm about to give you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the most positive stories in the world of sports. If you missed the first 2 hours of the show, I don't want to say shame on you, because you can easily hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. So go ahead and do that. Thank you to everybody tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People locked in on Sirius XM channel 158. Everybody who's tuning in right now on a smart speaker, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody in Atlanta today who is just busting their ass trying to keep people safe. Much love, much thanks and appreciation to you. Thank you to everybody all over North America tuning in right now. We open up the show, not all that positive if you are a fan of the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid returned. We know last night he won the MVP. He had 15 points in 27 minutes as Boston smacked the Sixers 121-87. This is no fault of Joel Embiid's. The fact is, James Harden was 2 of 14 from the field. He just scored 45 points. Now he's 2 of 14 from the field, finished with 12 points, got the majority of them from the free throw line. Maxey had 13. The Celtics, he lit it up, okay? Brogdon had 23 points, knocked down 6 threes. Jaylen Brown, he went out 25 points, 9 of 17. They did all of this and beat the Sixers with Tatum only scoring 7 points, 1 of 7 from the field. This probably is, I'd say, the worst performance of his career, and they still blew out the Sixers. I'm already thinking about Game 7. Game 3 is going to take place on Cinco de Mayo this upcoming Friday. If I'm being honest, I'd be shocked if this series went to 7 games. But right now, they are all tied up. Doc Rivers, he spoke after the game. And Doc, he said, yeah, we were just all over the damn place. I don't know what was going on. Listen to Doc Rivers.
We didn't move the ball. Offensively, we were pretty bad, but give them credit. I thought their ball pressure ate us up all night. I thought they pressured us. They denied us. They played in our airspace all game. You know, it's funny. We talked about it this morning, talked about it before the game. But you can talk about intensity and force all you want, but when you get on the court and it's actually being applied to you, you have to be able to handle it. We didn't handle it very well tonight. Well, we'll be better.
They can't be any worse now, can they? Anyway, they pretty much got beat the minute and second that we opened up the show. You know, one of our callers before the break, he suggested that Aaron Rodgers share his retreat or the location of his darkness retreat with Dylan Brooks, because that's where Dylan Brooks needs to go. And I understand all of that. And so as we continue on here with the show, there are more stories I want to get into. I want to talk to you about Lionel Messi and the fact that he might be taking $400 million to go play in Saudi Arabia. I mean, a year, which is just maddening to think about. Just don't try to think too hard about that. And then even going off of Dylan Brooks, there's always like negativity, right, in sports. And it's cool because you want drama, you want storylines, but things sometimes can get a little too nasty. Things can really get dark, and it's just and it seems to go beyond sports at times. And so tonight, after having to talk about a jackass like Dylan Brooks, I want to bring some balance here. I want to go ahead and provide you with a top six list tonight that's all about positivity, all about positive stories. And we're going to take a look at some of the best stories in sports. And you know what? I'm not going to waste any time. I want us to play the fancy top six countdown music. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, it's going to be all about positivity, folks. You got enough nastiness in the world. Let's look at some positive stories going on in the world of sports, because sometimes it may be difficult to get a hold of, but they're out there. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down in New York City. Let's get this list started off, and we will start with a top six, and we start with this number then.
Number six.
At number six. Now, this might be negative depending on where you live. Consider yourselves lucky. The Boston Celtics are still alive. The Bruins are not. This is a positive story for all of my friends down in Florida. I'm talking about the Florida Panthers beating the Bruins in an upset. Okay, yeah, okay, fine. It may be negative for somebody, but it's positive for people in Florida. There was no expectation for the Panthers to beat the Bruins. The Bruins went out here and won 65 games. They took them to game 7. The Bruins were ahead 3-1. They choked. The Panthers deserved to win, even though it took them overtime in the 7th game. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to the final call. A great final call, courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network.
Loose at the side of the net, jamming away is Tkachuk with Bennett along the near boards. Bennett finds it to the circle. Verhaeghe shot, top shelf, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe, top shelf, and the Panthers win it in overtime! The Panthers stun the Bruins in Boston, and the Panthers are moving on to round 2! Carter Verhaeghe, the Panthers have won it in overtime! 4-3 the final! The Panthers take game 7, and they're moving on!
Ain't nobody expect that. The Panthers barely got into the postseason. They had 43 fewer points in the regular season here than Boston ever did. Boston had record this and record that, 65 games, and they're watching from home just like everybody else. And now the Panthers take on, of all teams, the Maple Leafs? Congratulations, the Maple Leafs actually advanced out the first round themselves. I know that's a rarity, right? And they actually won game 1. Well, not last night at this point, but Tuesday night. They'll play again tonight, Thursday, depending on where you live. So congratulations to the Panthers. I'm going to go ahead and call that a positive story. That's number six. Let's move on to this one. Everybody should love this next one. What number is it?
Number five.
Oh, man, this is cool, right? Shout-outs to my main man, Zach Gelb, Andrew Perloff. We held it down on the NFL draft last Thursday and Friday. And a good time was had in Kansas City. Shout outs to everybody and their hospitality out there. This story, to me, kind of took the cake. You may not have been watching. Maybe you saw the clip afterwards on social media. But the Dallas Cowboys, who no longer have Ezekiel Elliott, they decided to select a running back in the sixth round of the draft. This is pick number 212. After this, there's only about 50, 60 guys left in the entire draft. This is towards the end. And so the Dallas Cowboys decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and select a running back in the draft. Our 212th pick, let's go ahead and get it. We don't know how Tony Pollard is going to perform off his surgery. We got Ronald Jones. Okay, let's see what happens. They took Kansas State running back Deuce Vaughn. Why is this an amazing story? Because Deuce's dad, Chris, actually works for the Cowboys as a scout. It was his job on NFL draft day to focus in on unsigned players. He had no idea the Cowboys were going to draft his kid. They didn't tell him until they slipped him a napkin and had him call his son himself. The Dallas Cowboys were able to capture this moment. They put it up on their social media. You will hear Deuce. You will hear his dad, Chris. And then you'll hear that Jerry Jones guy in the background, too. Hey, take a listen to this.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. This is Dad. My phone wasn't working. Look here, man. You want to come to work with me next week?
I wouldn't mind that.
Everybody that's really in the heart of the Dallas Cowboys is standing here with a tear in our eye. We're so happy to have you on the Dallas Cowboys.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, what I really want to say, you earned every ounce of me being able to make this call.
Unbelievable, man. To hear his voice on the other side of the line, to here, I mean, just the, we talked about it so many times, and what if to be able to be in the same organization as him, represent the same organization, work. Man, my dad's my coworker, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, that's fun, and you know we know the NFL is a cutthroat business. It's tough. I don't want to be a downer here on the positivity. We don't know if Deuce is going to be sticking around on the roster, but the fact that he's even been given the chance or the opportunity. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing here in the NFL. We know about Joey Porter and now his son and the Steelers. That's in a beautiful moment. But to think about him being in the building with his dad on the Cowboys is absolutely beautiful. They should cherish it and appreciate the accomplishment, what they've both been able to do. I got that selection at number 5 on the list. Let's keep it moving. What we got at number 4?
Number 4.
Here we go. So Deuce Vaughn gets drafted into the NFL. His dad is in the organization. Great story, right? There's a dude already in the NFL who won an MVP and is now, at this current moment, the highest paid player that the league has ever seen, at least on paper for the contract. And that's Lamar Jackson. You want to talk about a positive story? I think everybody was a little fearful that Lamar shot his shot and missed. And now he didn't. A 5-year deal, $260 million. He's going to average about 52 per. Now we have to see how much of it he can make there. He's now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL after Jalen Hurts got his contract. We know Lamar demanded or asked for a trade, all a matter of negotiation. So we know Lamar Jackson didn't have a traditional agent, kind of went out there and did the work for himself. You know, there was a concern that he screwed up, that he missed it, that he needed an agent. And so far, looked like everything worked out, didn't it? Ravens got themselves some offensive help in the draft. They bring in Odell and Lamar Jackson. Remember this last week. On day one of the draft, last Thursday, Lamar went on social media. He's like, listen, I'm a Raven. I'm happy to be a part of the flock.
You know, for the last few months, There's been a lot of he say, she say, a lot of nail biting, a lot of head scratching going on. But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of flock going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go, man. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to be there. Can't wait to light up M&T for the next 5 years, man. Let's get it.
You got to appreciate that. Somebody who goes against the grain and bucks trends and is told that you can't do this, or you're stupid for doing this and you shouldn't do this. Look like he came out swimming. Now, I was concerned for a minute there. Like, oh, man, he might have missed the boat. And he came out on top. That I admire. Shout outs to Lamar Jackson. That's a positive story. Getting the job done. Still getting that cash. I got Lamar at number 4. We want to talk about a positive story. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Wow. This woman. Yes, she's a woman. She's not even an active athlete. At least not right now. I think she's finished, right? I'm talking about Serena Williams. We know last year there was the whole big send-off, and it was like, oh, my God, how far can Serena Williams go here in the U.S. Open? One grand slam behind Margaret Court most all time. 27 years out here busting ass, and she was a kid. And Serena has so many ventures going on. Business and branding and just so many. But more importantly, she said after all the injuries, I want to continue to grow a family. She didn't necessarily use the R word and retire. But she said it's time for me to move on. And it's like, well, damn. It was only 5 years ago that Serena Williams shared with everyone that she almost died during pregnancy, during the process, due to blood clots. Her daughter is 5 years old right now, and if you want to talk about a positive story in sports right now, Serena Williams, at the Met Gala on Monday night, she showed everybody, she announced on the red carpet that she was pregnant with her second child, and that's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to Serena Williams. You look at her accomplishments on the tennis court, away from the court, and now being able to expand her family. God bless her. When she was ultimately eliminated from the U.S. Open last year, Serena Williams spoke to the crowd, and you could listen to how much she appreciates the love and the support, and especially her family. Take a listen.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You guys were amazing today. I tried, but Allah just played a little bit better. Thank you, Daddy. I know you're watching. Thanks, Mom. Oh my God. Just thank everyone that's here, that's been on my side so many years, decades. Oh my gosh, literally decades. But it all started with my parents, and they deserve everything. So I'm really grateful for them. Oh my God, these are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
Yeah, at the end of that U.S. Open, Serena took a lot of time to thank her family. And good on her now being able to go ahead and expand that. Serena Williams, you want to find a positive story in sports this week? I got Serena at number 3. Let's move on to the next number.
Number 2.
We got to go from the court. We got to go to a mound, because we got a guy in Liam Hendricks from the Chicago White Sox who was diagnosed with cancer in December, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This man is getting ready to get on a mound this week, get some minor league games in, and then join the roster. Let me say this again. Diagnosed with cancer in December. Went through chemo in January, started picking up a ball again in February, and here we are in May. You're going to blink, and in a matter of, I don't know, you know, a week or so, you know, baseball can be tricky, he's going to be back on the mound. And Liam Hendricks has taken this all in stride. And he hasn't taken the approach of, why me? He's taking the approach of, why not me? I can conquer this, and other people can too. This is what Liam Hendricks recently said during his press conference.
I pretty much convinced myself that it was a lymphoma to start off with before I actually got diagnosed, so it wasn't as big of a shock to me as it was to my wife. I still remember it was December 7th when I saw the team doctor, and he's like, look, it's showing like it could be lymphoma. We're moving forward, like the next step is to do a CAT scan to see, and then a CAT scan from there turned into a biopsy. But yeah, it was definitely a shock to the system. I was actually at the field, went swung by the doctor's office, which was in Glendale as well, and then I had a nice 40-minute drive home to really contemplate things. But it was never a thing to me where I ever worried, like, I never self-involved and looked into it as a why me thing. I look at it as a why not me. I mean, as some of you may understand, I tend to have a little rosier perspective on life than Gen Pop. So that was my process behind it. Look, I've got this. This is my next challenge.
You didn't look at it as why me? Why not me? I got this. And that's such a beautiful and positive attitude to take when you're looking at something that is just life-changing for not just you, but the people around you. And so you want to talk about some good news. Hey, congratulations to Liam Hendricks in beating cancer and providing some optimism for everybody out there going through some absolutely tough times. And his attitude, that's the winner. Not why me? Why not me? How is what I'm doing going to affect other people? How can it inspire other people as well? And it doesn't really matter what you're going through. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're taking a look at some of the most positive stories in sports right now. I told you Liam Hendricks beating cancer, getting back to the majors. I got him at number two. On the other side of the break, I'm going to share with you number one. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, I wanted to bring you some positivity. I mean, with so much negativity in the world, with so many negative stories, I wanted to bring you some positive stories in the world of sports. And in a few seconds, I'm going to share with you number one on the list. If you missed last segment where I gave you the top five, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Just to give you a little bit of a Cliff Notes version here. At number six, I gave you the Panthers upsetting the Bruins. At number five, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. Deuce Vaughn, running back out of Kansas State, being selected by the Cowboys, where his dad, Chris, is a scout. Let's see what Deuce Vaughn can do here in the offseason, working with his dad in the building. At number four, positive stories in sports, I gave you Lamar Jackson. Counted out, discounted, what is he doing? He's stupid, he's screwing himself, and then he walks away with a contract that makes him the most highest paid quarterback. Or how about this, player that the NFL has ever seen up until now, 5 years, $260 million guaranteed. Congratulations to Lamar Jackson. And number three, congratulations to Serena Williams. Walked away from the game of tennis. Last saw her at the U.S. Open in August, September, and She said, hey, I want to start a family. Well, on Monday night at the Met Gala in New York City, she shared with everyone that she is pregnant with her second child. We know one of the reasons why her tennis career really slowed down, her five-year-old daughter, she's five now, but at that moment, Serena at one point almost died due to blood clots. And now Serena is here, one of the most decorated tennis players of all time, and now she's with child. Congratulations to Serena Williams. And number two, positive stories in sports. I gave you Liam Hendricks of the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox could use him right now. They could use a whole lot more. At 9-21, Liam Hendricks was diagnosed with cancer in December. He's getting ready to start a few games in the minors or play a few games in the minors before he gets back to the big league team. That's December to May that we really might see him back on a big league mound. And Liam Hendricks hasn't taken the approach of, why me? Why did I get diagnosed with cancer? Liam Hendricks has taken the approach of, why not me? I can do my best to inspire others, regardless of what they want to do. And so if we have to think about positive stories, Hendricks is number two. This is a big-time story. Get used to hearing it over the next few weeks. This is the number.
Number one.
Now, this is going to ruffle some feathers. Who cares? It's Brittany Griner. Yeah, I have Brittany Griner here as a positive story in the world of sports. We all know about her situation. Jailed last year from February to December, having that vape cartridge in Russia with the hash, and arrested a week before the Ukraine invasion. Basically utilized as a political pawn. And now she's home. And she was at the Met Gala this past Monday with her wife. But this is the beautiful thing. And this was said from the minute that Brittany Griner was released by her wife and then also Brittany Griner. I'm not going to utilize my own personal situation just to say, hey, I'm glad that I'm home. I'm going to utilize what happened to shed a light on other people for them to come home as well. It is beyond me why individuals would be upset or mad at Brittany Griner. Oh my God, she needs to go back. Oh my God, she committed a crime. Oh my God, she deserves to go back to jail. I just think that is a disgusting display of humanity for anyone who would think such a thing. We don't live in a perfect world. And I'll tell you this, two wrongs don't make a right. Brittany Griner, A, did not release herself. And the fact that she is now released and is trying to help out other people when she does not have to, I think is admirable. And so Brittany Griner is here. And the WNBA season for the Phoenix Mercury starts in 2 weeks. And at every moment, every second up until now, she's made it very clear, I want to use my platform and voice to go ahead and help plenty of people who are wrongfully accused. Take a listen to Brittany Griner.
And I would say to everyone that is wrongfully detained right now across the world, stay strong, keep fighting, don't give up, just keep waking up, find a little routine and stick to that routine and as best you can. I know that's what helped me, just finding little things if it was just whatever it was, you know. Just keep pushing because we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop fighting. We're not going to stop bringing awareness to everyone that's left behind right now. Have that mindset, you know, no man left behind, no man, no woman, no one left behind.
Yeah, look, there are people wrongfully accused of crimes all over the world. There are people wrongfully detained for crimes they did not commit here in the United States of America, okay? And for huge things, small things, big things, and to have someone who was wrongfully detained and who is out, and yes, she is out because of her status. Yeah, it's not fair. The world is not fair. But her utilizing what she has to encourage and help other people out, she ain't do it. She ain't free herself. But she's using her platform for positivity. And for that, I think what Brittany Griner is doing is admirable because she doesn't have to do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, a little humanity can go a long way. It certainly can. Did I miss a positive story in a world of sports? Did I miss something that everybody should know about? Call me up. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Looking for positive stories in the world of sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Next hour, I've been gone. Shep, I've only been gone for 2 days. I feel like I've been gone forever.
It felt like a while because you did that draft show as well.
Right.
And so because of that, we had Jody, then we had Bart, then we had myself. And so it feels like it's almost been a week since you've hosted your own show here.
Has it been a week?
Almost.
Wednesday. And that show was in Kansas City. I was by myself, yeah. The last show I did was a week ago. How about that? It's been a week. Yeah, we had a couple of hours on Friday, but no, I didn't. Anyway, who cares? I'm here now. That's all that matters. Good to be back. And so anyway, of course I came back for a top six list, and we wanted to look at some of the positivity in the world of sports right now. And so I tried to identify six stories right now that are just positive, amazing. Okay, from a sports perspective, I'm taking a look at the Panthers knocking off the Bruins, that upset. And now the Panthers have moved on. They already got a 1-0 lead now against the Maple Leafs. At number five, I told you about the Dallas Cowboys. Deuce Vaughn out of Kansas State being selected by the Dallas Cowboys. His dad, Chris, who happens to be a scout, was able to make the call to him, letting him know that he was being drafted. And so father and son currently in the same organization. At number four, I gave you Lamar Jackson. No agent, still got his big deal, highest paid quarterback, highest paid NFL player right now. And number three, I gave you Serena Williams. Serena Williams announcing to the world that she once again is with child. And at number two, I gave you Liam Hendricks, diagnosed with cancer in December, getting ready to get back onto the mound, back in the minors and soon to be the majors here in the month of May. And at number one, I gave you Brittany Griner, making it extremely clear that she wants to use her platform as a WNBA player to help everyone and those who are wrongfully accused, wrongfully detained, wrongfully imprisoned. Brittany Griner, you want to talk about a positive story? She has taken a negative and turned it into a positive. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I know. Positive news is tough to come by. If I did a top six list and said, hey, these are the top six players that suck right now, people be breaking down the phones to tell me. But let's hear what you got. Positivity. Matt is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. You know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but there's a lot of people that have lost loved ones to cancer. But this kid coming back from cancer and beating cancer and coming back to pitch in the majors, I mean, it's amazing. How do you not have that kid above Brittany Griner? She, and I know it's all about positivity, but Brittany Griner knew what she had in her luggage and took that across lines. Like, she was not wrongly accused. She took drugs across the lines. Like, this kid didn't ask for cancer, and he beat cancer. She knew what she had in her luggage, and she willingly took it
to go
on a trip. She was never wrongfully accused.
Well, slow down, Matt.
She took drugs.
Matt, so are you gonna stop and listen to me now? I've heard you.
No. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, thank you. Here's the thing. It's not wrongfully accused. That's not the only word that I said. Wrongfully imprisoned, okay? I know this might be difficult for a lot of people to understand.
But that's what they do to people over there. That's another
Matt,
world.
They cut people's hands off for crimes over there.
It's different
Matt,
than over here.
Matt, I asked you a very simple question, and you weren't honest. If you can't do it, go ahead and say it. I asked if I could speak, and you raised your voice, and you're raising your voice to cut me off. So
no, go for it.
I'm going to ask you again. Are you going to stop and listen to me, or are you going to interrupt me, or should we just, like, end the conversation?
No, I'm good. Go for it.
No, you don't sound like it. Listen to me. I know what the rest of the world looks like, okay? I've been all over the world. We have callers who listen to me right now who have been all over the world, okay, Matt? This is the deal, and it may be difficult for you to understand, and I said this, and if it helps you to do it, you can go ahead and you can hit rewind, okay? Two wrongs don't make a right. This is bigger than Brittany Griner. There are plenty of people all over the world who are wrongfully imprisoned for nonsense. This woman was utilized at that point in time as a political pawn. What she did, not excusable. It's something that she's been doing, I'm sure, for years. But at this moment of time, she made a mistake, and she paid the price. Was it necessary? No, it wasn't. It could have been solved by her not doing it. You are 100% correct. My point is, what she is doing, after her circumstances, for plenty of people who do not have a voice to other people, is admirable because she does not have to do it. Her choice and what she did is not why I have her number one on the list. It's not about Liam Hendricks waking up and saying, man, I can't wait to have cancer. I'm choosing to have cancer like Brittany Griner selected to have marijuana on her. The point is, if I want to look at a positive story in sports, yes, cancer is disgusting. The first thing that came out of your mouth was, I'm not done speaking yet. The first thing that came out of your mouth was, there are plenty of people on earth who can relate to someone passing away or having cancer, as do I. Unfortunately, many, many people. In the world of sports, for where we're at right now, from a global perspective, I think what Brittany Griner is doing and will continue to do is admirable. Thank you, Matt.
I think she's only doing it because she got out of prison and she's happy.
Stop. You think she's only doing it because she got the, why else would she do it? You're damn right. I'm glad you can make 1 + 1 = 2. Most people work and deal in causes that are near and dear to their heart. They deal with things that they are affected to, things that they can relate to. And so Brittany Griner went through an experience, and she came out on the other side, and she's helping folks in the process. What is so – this is what I don't understand. Why are people so angry and upset with her? Help me out. Why are you so upset with her? You want to be upset with her, or do you want to be upset with the United States government? Brittany Griner, she may have decided to smoke something or carry it with her. Help me out here. Did Brittany Griner free herself? Is it Brittany Griner's fault that she has some type of level of celebrity? Tell me why you're so mad that Brittany Griner is using her platform to help other people. Somebody answer me that. What did she do personally to you? There are plenty of people who deserve to be home. Whether you think she deserved to be locked up, I think you're pretty heartless there. Why? Because she's a black woman, because she's a gay woman. I mean, would people be saying the same thing if she was, I don't know, 6'9" and blonde, if she was a supermodel? Would people be saying the same thing? Nobody, not one human being, nobody on earth, nobody. I don't give a damn what you did or did not do. We know that there are places all over the world where you get treated badly. There are plenty of those places here in the United States of America. There is not a human being breathing earth on earth, breathing air on earth, that deserves to be treated subhuman. I don't give a damn what country it is. I don't give a damn what law it is. Be a human. How difficult is that? Brittany Griner is free. She's trying to help other people. Damn. Brittany Griner is... Brittany Griner, what did she do to you? She's actually advocating for other people regardless of what they've done to come home. Sheesh. Shoot the messenger, why don't you? Be mad at the country. Be mad at your politicians. Be mad at Congress. I mean, damn. Tony is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man. What up, J.R.?
How are you, Tony? Go ahead.
Let me take y'all speaker.
That would help.
I like your list, but I got Jamal and Hamlin would be number one, man. Dude was dead, and he coming back. I think he'd be number one.
You're absolutely right. Yep, Damar Hamlin, you're right. He died right in front of us January 2nd, came right back to life and is getting his second chance with the Buffalo Bills. You're correct, Tony. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Love you, J.R.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. Yeah, that is a positive story. We actually talked about, think Damar. Shep, when did he speak? Last Monday? I think Damar spoke.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Let everybody know that he was coming back. Most certainly a positive story right now in the NFL, just in the world of sports. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Talking positivity. People still mad at Brittany Griner. What'd she do to you? Nobody can give me that answer. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side. We'll take a look at some basketball, too. Don't move.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.